This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To the Pheasant Fest Hotline, National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic. Come to the Kansas City Convention Center March 7th to the 9th. Visit pheasantfest.org. In New Orleans is former Chief Safety, a Super Bowl champ, a three-time All-Pro. He currently plays for the New Orleans Saints. Tyron Matthew, it's been a while, Tyron, since we had you on the show, man. It's great to have you. We appreciate the time. What's it like just seeing the Super Bowl be in your town?
It's definitely good to talk to you guys, man. It's definitely been a while. I miss you guys. Yeah, for sure. New Orleans is one of those places, man. Like, they take pride in, you know, these type of events, right? Like, people coming in town, people getting a good dose of, you know, our culture down here. And everybody's excited, man. It's a whole bunch to do. And we've been looking forward to it.
For those who might be listening who haven't been down to New Orleans, give us some, like, off the beaten path. Don't give them a Cafe Du Monde. Give them a place that they should go to that, like, you know, their residents would go to, Tyron.
Well, I'm gonna keep it all the way real with y'all, man. Like, it's 1,000 different restaurants, you know, to go to out there. You know, some of those restaurants are, like, you know, world renowned. But I'll take it a step further, man. Like, I think you have to find a way to really, you know, befriend like a local. Like, you have to go to somebody's grandma house, man. You got to go to somebody's great aunt house to to get, like, the real food, the real New Orleans food. You know what I mean? So that's what I would encourage everybody, man. Like before they head out of New Orleans, just find a house where you can stop at it and get some food, you know?
They're just going to let me in?
Well, like I said, man, good thing it's the Super Bowl. So everybody's happy, right? Like, everybody's feeling, you know, hospitable. And I think it'll work out.
What's it like for you to see a lot of the national narrative around a franchise that you helped start this dynasty that the Chiefs are in the middle of? And you have this national narrative about, you know, the league and conspiracies around officiating. To see people saying that kind of stuff when you obviously were part of this dynasty or are part of this dynasty.
Yeah, man, I don't, I don't get it. You know, I really don't understand it. You know, I think the Chiefs are in such a good situation, man. I think the rest of the league is kind of aware of it as well. You know, I think, you know, obviously it goes without saying the success that, you know, Patrick has and Coach Reed. But I think really, man, like, the X factor has been Spags, right? Like, the Spags has always, you know, found a way to kind of get his defenses ready to go when they really needed to go. You know, even when I was there, you know, we kind of started off slow at first, and, you know, by the time we got to playoffs, man, like we were in high gear, right? And Spags has been there, what, 5 years now? So it's like, you know, most times, you know, when a defensive coordinator has that type of success, he doesn't stick around, right? Like, other teams are trying to pull him away. And I think the Chiefs have just been fortunate, man, to kind of have Coach Reed, Spags, Tobes, like that structure is, like, still in place. And, you know, outside of the players going out there making plays, you know, I think having those three guys and that camaraderie, that familiarity, I think that's been like the key. Like that's been like the X factor for me.
You've been around the league so long with Spags. The thing that always stands out to me is how hard is it to still fool somebody, you know, like he's still calling blitzers like, well, we didn't see that all year. I feel like at times because of the amount of tape and all this stuff, you guys can see Tyron that it's pretty easy to kind of get a sense of people's habits or what, you know, what you've seen over a 10-year period. It seems like he still fools teams. That always stands out to me. How hard is that, I guess, to do in the league?
I mean, it's extremely hard, you know, especially with some of these quarterbacks, man. Like a lot of these guys aren't just physically gifted. You know, some of them are mentally, you know, exceptional. You know what I mean? And cerebral, right? And, you know, a lot of these guys have seen it all. You know, even some of these younger quarterbacks, like those guys have played 3-4 years of college. So, you know, like they have the experience. Like they have the game experience. And so, but Spags, man, he's like one of those dudes, bro, like, man, like, I don't know if he goes home at night. You know, like he's probably like one of those guys that get like 3 hours of sleep a day, you know, like, but he's excited, man. Like especially around this time, you know, and I remember I used to have conversations with him, you know, about the Giants, right? Like, and you know, like what he was able to do, you know, with against Tom Brady, right? And, you know, against Randy Moss and a 17-0 Patriots, like he always rises to the challenge. And I think a lot of that, man, is like competition, like challenge, like he's up for the challenge, right? Like, and he definitely wants to compete, man. And man, I'll probably not a hot take, but you know, if he gets this done, you know, this weekend, man, he'll probably be the greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
We have the most rings ever.
Yeah, we think he should be in the Hall of Fame, Tyron. We think he should become. I think he'd be the first coordinator to get in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's just been impressive, you know what he's been able to do, and that's not an easy defense to learn, you know, like that defense is complex, man. Like you need a safety, you need a couple safeties, you need corners, you need a linebacker, right? Like you need guys to get the quarterback, and he's been able to do it, man. Like year after year after year, and it's been exciting to watch, man.
All our guests here are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. We're talking to former Chief, a Super Bowl champ, current safety for the New Orleans Saints, Tyron Matthew. Do you stay in touch with, whether it's Spags or any of the guys on the team?
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably say mostly the coaches. You know, obviously, it's a lot of guys that, you know, I talk to, you know, on my side of the ball that, you know, aren't necessarily Chiefs. You know, still, like, you know, obviously Snead and Lil Mooney, you know, Hitchens, different guys like that. Frank Clark, right? Kyle Sanders, who's teammates with me right now. You know what I mean? So, man, Coach Merritt, me and Coach Merritt talk probably once a week. Me and Spags as well. And, you know, obviously Coach Reed, we probably text, you know, more sparingly than the rest of the guys. But, I was talking to Veach earlier this year, man. I was trying to tell him, like, stop getting all the DBs, man. Like, you know, like, stop drafting all the good, you know, unknown hidden gems. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let those dudes sprinkle around the league, man. Because they do have a good defensive backfield, you know. And it's been impressive, man, to see that from afar. Because a lot of times, man, you want guys that have experience. You want guys that, you know, able to kind of communicate in tough situations. You really want experienced guys. But I think with the Chiefs, man, like they've been able to kind of embrace this young culture, right? Like, and I think a lot of that credit goes to Coach Merritt, man, and Spags, just getting those guys ready to play because they've been one of the best, you know, the last 3 years.
Of course, the Chiefs are trying to do something that's never been done in the Super Bowl era. That's the three-peat. When you step back to that Super Bowl you were a part of, and then now to see that they're trying to get their fourth ring, but third in a row. I mean, could you have ever imagined, though, that this group, you mentioned how consistent the pieces are, constant the pieces are, but that they'd be trying to make history like that or capable of that?
Yeah, man, you know what, man? I think, you know, even when I was there, like it was always a goal, right? Like, that was always aspirations. I remember Chris Jones said one time, let's go get 5 rings, or, you know what I mean? And you never really think it's possible, but you know, I think when you're able to put together like those type of seasons back to back, man, it becomes clear that like you can do it, you know. And then when you come back next year and it's not too much turnover, And I know a lot of people talk about the wide receivers, but outside of that, man, that's probably the only position that you know, like you're plugging in guys. You know what I mean? And but for the most part, man, like it's been pretty stable over there. And you know, obviously injuries play a part, right? Like injuries are usually like the leading cause. The team's kind of starting to like, you know, descend, so to say, right? But the Chiefs have been able to stay fairly healthy. And I think that starts with Pat, man. Like, when you got a quarterback that's tough, that's telling the head coach, no, I'm not coming out the game. Like those type of things, you know, resonates with the entire team, you know? And, you know, that's been fun to watch, too, just that team's toughness. I think at first people thought that they was a lot of finesse. And I'm like, nah, bro, like the Chiefs are a physical team. Like, they're tough because that's the way they practice. That's the way they train.
I was going to say, how much of that, like, inside the building? Because, like, you know, I've heard stories of, like, Patrick Mahomes checking in on the training room, and then if someone's not available, like, I'll win without him. Like, I'll win with it. You know, whoever's there, I'll play. Like, I mean, inside the building, he's like that, right? Like, I'll play under any condition.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think that's what kind of sets him apart. You know, like he's not excuse-driven, right? Like he's goal-oriented, right? Like, what does it take to get to the goals? And the goals aren't always 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, and 500 yards on the ground. That's not always the goal. The goal is to get your team in a position where you can win the game, you know? And he's been outstanding, you know, in that factor. And yeah, man, like it's so hard, right? Like we played KC earlier this year, and, man, I was trying to study these dudes all week, and I'm like, I think they call a different play every play. Yeah, even though it looks the same, right? Like, and man, I just remember that week, man, just working that week and trying to study them, and I just couldn't figure it out, like, at all, you know? So, yeah, man, they do a great job of mixing things up and, you know, going from game plan to game plan, whereas most teams, they'll show you the same thing for 4 weeks until somebody stops it, right? And for the Chiefs, man, like they're giving you different looks. They're putting people in different spots. And I think it's affecting the way, you know, guys on defense able to process that information and anticipate a play, you know?
We're talking to Tyrann Mathieu here on 96.5 The Fan. You and the Saints played the Eagles earlier in the year, so I wanted to get your perspective real quick on that, because Saquon, we all know how special of a player he is. What's it like trying to stop, or I guess, now you're only stopping him, but limit him. What do the Chiefs have to do to maybe avoid the big 60-plus yard run?
Yeah, man, with Saquon, you have to play a full quarter game with him. You know, for instance, when we played them, I think they beat us maybe 15-12, 15-13. It was a tight game. But we kind of had him in check pretty much the whole game. And then it got to the fourth quarter, and he was the only one with juice, right? And so they started to feed him, and I think he popped off like a 70-yarder, 65-yarder. That was really the dagger, you know, against us, right? But, you know, I think you just have to do a great job, man, of playing three-level defense, because Saquon is so exclusive. And by the time he gets to the second level, nobody's touched him, you know? And, you know, he still has that burst. He still has that long speed. And he can make three or four guys miss, you know, in a box, you know? So if they can just keep him under wraps, man, I think they'll have a great chance to win, because Saquon is actually my X factor in the game. Right, like I think if he plays extremely well, he'll give the Eagles a chance, because him playing well goes into, I think, the overall game plan, which is how do we keep Patrick on the sideline? How do we keep him on the sideline and not involved in the game? You know, so I think Saquon has to play, you know, a big game, big role in this game, and with that, it'll help Jalen Hurts with cleaner looks on the back end, right? And, you know, giving him those one-on-one shots with A.J. Brown, which, you know, he's one of the best receivers, you know, in that department.
In terms of trying to take down Saquon, like Derrick Henry, my guess is at the top of the list of a guy you just don't want running full steam ahead at you, Tyrann. You tell me if I'm wrong on that, but like, is Saquon number two, or who's the guy you're just like, man, I just this is not who you want to be dealing with one-on-one?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'd rather Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Because at least I know I can get in front of him.
Fair.
Now, he might run over me. Right? I know I can get in front of him. Now, Saquon, when Saquon's running at you, you thinking, man, is he going left? Is he going right? Is he gonna jump over me? Right? Is he gonna spin out of me? Is he gonna do his famous spin? You know, so it's like as he's running at you and he got a two-way go, you know, your mind is racing because you've seen him do, you know, so many different things in these situations. You know what I mean? But as far as Derrick Henry, it's like, man, let me just get in front of him and buy time for the rest of the guys to catch up, right? But Saquon, it's like, man, like, you know, you hoping that two people are there, you know, it's not just you.
When you look at the other spot, because I was looking back to your game because I figured you'd have good insight for what it's like to try to guard them. Dallas Goedert had a nice game against you guys, 10 for 170. Dallas Chiefs haven't been great against tight ends. What about their offense makes tight ends tough to guard, or what do they need to do against Dallas Goedert?
So the thing that kind of hurt us with Dallas was Dallas is great at the catch and run, right? And you look at him, right? You see his body on tape, and you're like, man, he's 6'7", right? He's 250. I'm pretty sure he's like a down-the-field threat, right? Possession receiver threat, right? Not at all. Like, we were so surprised when they was throwing the ball at him, you know, 2-3 yards, and he turned up the field getting 15-20, right? So I think the Chiefs have to know what they're dealing with. Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a possession guy. He can run seams. He can run bang routes. He can run those type of things. But I think his game, what separates him and what makes him a really good player and a tight end is, you know, I think his effort, you know, when he's blocking. And then, two, I think his run catch ability after the catch, I think it's so underrated. I think he's probably, like, you know, top three tight end, you know, as far as, you know, I think he's, like, behind Kittle and Kelsey and the kid that's in Miami, Jonnu Smith. Like he's in that group with guys that can catch a 2-yard ball and take it 40. You know, so just don't be surprised, you know, when they're throwing these checkdowns to him, you know, because they believe in him, you know, making a guy miss. And he's big. So it takes a couple guys to bring him down.
Who do you think that the Eagles will try to slow down? Like, we talk all the time, like, I don't think anyone typically has the personnel for Kelsey. But, like, right now it's kind of a tough question. Worthy's been their number one wide receiver. Forgetting about Travis Kelsey can burn you. And then they still have guys like Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins and other guys after. If you thought your team was going into it defensively, who would you try to slow down first for Kansas City?
Man, it's almost impossible. I've only seen it happen one time, you know, in a Super Bowl that, you know, we played in. In Tampa that year, right? But you got to try to find a way to impact Mahomes, man. Like, if you can't get him flustered, if you can't get him rattled, like, if you can't get him just out of character, right? Like, man, it's going to be a long day, you know? Like, you have to try to find a way to affect him, which is hard to do because the Chiefs have, like, 4 All-Pros on their offensive line, right? Like, it's like the interior of their offense is built for Patrick, right? And most teams, they try to attack that area of the field, right? That 2-3 yards behind the center, that's like the dead zone, right? That's where you want the quarterback at because guys like Chris Jones, Aaron Donald of the world, they can get to him, right? They're 2 yards away, they can get to him and they can impact him. And I think just with like the meat that the Chiefs have in the middle of their line, it makes it hard, man, to put pressure on him. It makes it hard to rattle him, you know?
So you go into the game or you watch that thing at home, and how do you see it playing out?
Oh, man. I'll be at the game for like the first half. Both of my sons, they're actually going to the game. You know, obviously, they're huge Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
You know? So they'll go to the game. I'll probably just be kind of like in the city, you know, doing appearances and whatnot. But for me, man, I believe in the Chiefs. You know, I cannot bet against Mahomes. Can't bet against Spaz, Coach Reed, even Tobes, man. Like you don't think Butler's ready? Like you don't think they're gonna pop off like a 40-50 yard return? Like these things are gonna happen, right? So now I'm just looking forward to it. I'm hoping that it's a great game, but you know, obviously, man, if Patrick had that ball last, man, it's time to start playing the band, you know?
Play them out, you know?
Yeah, it's time to start playing the band, man. Like, somebody's about to go home.
Just keep the lights on there, Tyron. I mean, the last time there was a Super Bowl in New Orleans, man, you got to keep the lights on.
You got to keep the lights on, absolutely. which I think, you know, the city has been, you know, everybody has kind of taken this thing serious. You know, obviously a month ago, You know, we had that tragedy, you know, down there, you know, in the first quarters on Bourbon Street. And I think it raised a lot of people's, you know, awareness and attendance and, you know, even from security, right, to the people that's, you know, taking care of the little things, right? The mics in the stadium and the lights and the sound and all these different things that make the Super Bowl experience great. I think across the board, man, everybody's excited. Everybody's taking it personal. And everybody wants to leave a good look. I think everybody wants to do well so that, you know, the New Orleans is in position to get another Super Bowl. You know, so I think it'll run smoothly. I think it'll be perfect. Yeah, man, I think it'll be all right.
Tyron, great to hear from you, man. Appreciate you giving us some time. Appreciate hosting Chiefs fans, I guess, in New Orleans as well all week long. And we'll have to catch up down the road.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.